Over the last 6 months, there have been a lot of celestial phenomena, a lot of things happening in the sky. If you remembered back in July, we had that beautiful comet that went over the sky. I was able to see it pretty well up north at Voyageurs National Park. Father Johnson, who I live with, he didn't have such good luck. He was over at Matamidi High School parking lot, and he said it was a little too bright there to catch a good glimpse of it. But then even just a few weeks ago, they were calling for a forecast where we'd be able to see the northern lights really well here in Minnesota. But that one was kind of a bust, I think, too. Yeah, for me, I didn't get to see it. I think it was too cloudy or whatever. The situation wasn't quite right here in the Twin Cities. And then last week, we had the Christmas star, that conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter, where they were getting so close. They hadn't been so close in, I think, 800 years. And last Monday was supposed to have been the best time to see it. And it was cloudy. There are all these things happening in the sky, but maybe like me, you weren't able to see a lot of them. It doesn't mean they weren't there, but we weren't able to see them as brilliantly as perhaps other people in the world. And even had no one seen them, they still would have been there. You know, there's that old adage, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? Well, yeah, it does. There may not be anybody there to hear it, just like there may not have been anyone to see the comet or the Christmas star, but they were still there. And this is, I think, a great principle for us to ponder, that when we can't see things, they may still be there. And there may be, in that moment, a greater invitation to faith. That's the situation Abraham found himself in today. When the Lord visited him, he gave him this promise that he would give him an heir. And not just one heir, but that his generations would be as vast as the stars in the sky. He says to him, look up at the sky and count the stars if you can. Just so, the Lord added, shall your descendants be. Now, there's a detail missing here that you have to read on all the way to verse 17. After Abram has this encounter with the Lord, in verse 17, it mentions that the sun then set and it was dark. If the sun was setting after this encounter Abraham had with the Lord, then the encounter itself happened in broad daylight. And so the Lord invites Abram to look up at the sky, the blue sky, and says to him, count the number of stars if you can. Abraham didn't count very many stars looking up at a bright sky. He could maybe count one, the sun, but he wasn't able to see the full extent of the Lord's promise to him in that moment. Imagine in his heart what he must have felt. Lord, it seems pretty hopeless here. You're giving me a promise, but I'm not able to see it. I know it's there. I know it's past the bright sky that I see, but it's difficult for me to comprehend and to grasp onto. And we can feel like that sometimes in the promises that the Lord gives to us. We know that he's good. We know that he's come through in the past. But it's hard to have that faith and trust him when we're going through somewhat blindly. But it's in those moments where the Lord's promise is even stronger, and that the Lord wants to bless us like he blessed Abraham. Abraham did have that faith to see, and it says there in Genesis, because of this, it was credited to him as righteousness. He was able to step out in faith and say, even when I can't see the fulfillment of your promise, Lord, I'll still follow you, and I'll still believe. I love this line that we get about Abraham in the letter to the Hebrews later in our readings. It talks about him as a man himself as good as dead. But then descendants came from him as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore. What's impossible in your life? What would you count as good as dead? That might be where the Lord wants to bless you right now. He may be inviting you into a place of deeper faith and deeper trust. This is the Feast of the Holy Family, and we can probably think of things either in our own selves or in the lives of our families that bring us great trepidation, that we might chalk up as hopeless causes or as good as dead. But the Lord invites us into a place of deeper faith in those places. It may be a relationship. It may be some situation that you've dealt with for years or decades. But the Lord wants to invite you into deeper faith. So I ask you to call those to mind today, that you would bring them here to the Lord. Maybe it's a relationship, an individual, or some situation. And that you would approach him in faith, offering it to him as a sacrifice today. We have those images in the gospel of Simeon and Anna, these older individuals who are waiting for the redemption of Israel. They waited in the temple for years and years and years. And then towards the end of their lives, they were able to receive the great gift of our Lord, brought by the hands of Joseph and Mary, his parents. And maybe Joseph and Mary, along with Jesus, want to bring something to you today. In some thing that you've longed for and waited for and hoped for. Open your hearts to receive that gift that he may want to give today. And say to the Lord, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything.